Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for this Memorial Day Sunday, when we remember both those who have paid the ultimate price for our freedom, and we remember Jesus Christ paying the ultimate price on Calvary's cross for our eternal freedom and eternal life. We pray now that you would focus our minds and hearts on you and on the sacrifices that were made. We'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand and sing with us number 697, America.
This morning is entitled Honoring Those Who Gave All. Dear God of peace and creator of all that is good, we give you thanks.
We give thanks and praise to all those who are willing to serve.
To those who served in the Navy, Air Force, and the Coast Guard.
For
our men and women who are willing to give the ultimate sacrifice. To ensure that in our world there could be an added measure
of hope, freedom, peace, and equality.
We thank you for each one who left to serve and did not return.
For the price they paid, for the freedom and blessings we had.
We remember the words of your Son who also gave his life. Greater love has no one than this, laying down a life for others. We thank you for those who left to serve and did return.
Many came home with physical and emotional scars.
Scars we may not see, but which they will bear for the rest of their lives.
We pray your healing touch may rest upon each of them.
We thank you for those who are serving today.
In places such as Afghanistan and Iraq.
On bases across our nation and around the world.
Thank you for their commitment. Watch over and keep them safe.
Forgive us for what we have done to your perfect creation.
Forgive us for what we have done to our brothers and sisters.
Guide and direct all those in leadership over our military today.
May they seek peace in a world with liberty and justice for all.
Remind us that we, too, are called to serve and to give our lives for others.
We are called to fight evil, injustice, and hopelessness.
And commissioned for the eternal cause of building God's kingdom.
May we hear you say, "Well done, good and faithful soldiers."
You may be seated. As we go to prayer this morning, I've received a request that we remember Shirley Payne. She is back in the hospital with pneumonia. I know that she would appreciate our prayers. Are there others that you'd like to share this morning?
Pastor, Alice did really well through the surgery. She's home, doing well, has not had a lot of pain, just discomfort. And of course, we don't know the path forward for treatment probably for a few weeks, but she did well through the surgery.
Great. Thank you. Do remember all of our brothers and sisters along the Gulf Coast. We'll be getting a little taste of what they're getting later on in the week, but 10 to 15 inches of rain could do a lot of damage. Do be in prayer for them. Any others? Thank you. Co-worker had a stroke. Pray for her and her family. I saw the other day where there's a five-year-old in Children's Hospital that had a heart attack. So do remember that family. As the music plays, allow God to prepare your heart for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, it is our prayer this morning that your Spirit would indeed fall afresh on each one of us today. Help us, Lord, that we might remember that in these critical days in which we live, it's not our job to be judge and jury and executioner of leaders, of neighbors, of co-workers. We are called to live in the center of your will and of your love, and to share your unconditional love and grace with others. Lord, if there are those who aren't everything they should be, may we lift them up in our prayers. If there are those who we don't necessarily like a whole lot, that's okay. We don't have to like them, but we do have to love them. Help us that we might respond with the love of Jesus Christ in our hearts. For our neighbors, for our leaders, for our brothers and sisters around the globe. Be with those today who are in harm's way with the tropical system that's moving through the Gulf. We pray, Lord, that you would keep them safe, give them a peace of mind and heart in the midst of the storm. And Lord, as we face the storms of life, whatever way they may come, whether it's health or relationships or finances or lack of, we pray that you would be with us till the storm passes over. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for all that you've yet to do through your people here at Rockwood United Methodist Church. We pray that you would bless, strengthen, lead, guide. We pray, Lord, that in the coming days and weeks, in the transition period, that you would remind each one of us that we are called to do your work and your will. nothing less. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and caring for us. Use us to your honor and glory. We ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus, who taught us all to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Ushers, would you come? Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of your many wonderful blessings that we have received. We pray now that you would receive these, our gifts to you for the building of your kingdom. Bless the giver. Bless the one who's unable to give. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please sing with us number 513, Soldiers of Christ Arise.
Remain standing, if you would, please, for the reading of the gospel from John chapter 14. Don't be troubled. You trust God, now trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's home, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. If this were not so, I would tell you plainly. When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you do, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Max Lucado, Paul Harvey, and numerous others have shared with us this true account about an old man on a dock on the east coast of Florida. Every Friday night, he would walk slowly, slightly stooped, carrying a large bucket of shrimp. The sky immediately became filled with dots, which became larger and louder as seagulls flocked to this old man and he fed them. For half an hour, even after the bucket was empty, the old man and the gulls stayed there together. The old man was Captain Eddie Rickenbacker. In his younger years, Rickenbacker nearly died many times. In a run-in with a horse-drawn carriage, from a botched tonsillectomy, and in airplane crashes. His first near-death experience occurred when his family lived near a mine, and he and some of his young friends decided to ride a mine cart down a steep hill. The cart flipped and almost crushed them. At 13, as a seventh grader, his schooling ended when his father died. Rickenbacker found jobs to help support the family. He later became a race car driver. He competed in the Indianapolis 500 four times before World War I. But getting back to the seagulls, the story actually started some 30 years earlier, in October of 1942, when the news was broadcast that Captain Rickenbacker and his crew were lost at sea while delivering an important message to General MacArthur in New Guinea. Somewhere over the South Pacific, their B-17 ran out of fuel. They had to ditch the plane, and for almost 4 weeks, the crew fought water, weather, and the scorching sun. They spent many a sleepless night as giant sharks rammed their rafts. The largest raft was 5 foot by 9 foot, and some of the sharks were over 10 feet long. Of all their enemies at sea, the most formidable one was starvation. After 8 days, their rations were gone or destroyed by the salt water. Now it would take a miracle to sustain them. In Eddie's own words, the B-17 pilot led a prayer service that afternoon, and we finished with a prayer for deliverance and a hymn of praise. There was some talking, but it tapered off in the oppressive heat. I pulled my hat down over my eyes to keep out the glare and dozed off. A few minutes later, a seagull landed on my head. No one said a word, but peering out from under my hat brim without moving my head, I could see the expression on my men's faces. They were staring at the gull. The gull meant food. I reached up and caught the gull. We ate its flesh and used the rest of it for bait to catch fish. Our hope was renewed because a lone seagull, hundreds of miles from land, offered itself as a sacrifice. The men were eventually rescued, and as a memorial to that bird's sacrifice, every Friday evening, about sunset, on a dock on a lonely stretch of beach in Florida, an old man with white hair and bushy eyebrows, and a bucket filled with shrimp fed the gulls to remember that one that gave itself. This was a sacrifice that Captain Eddie Rickenbacker would never forget. We're here today to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice, those who gave all. The custom of placing flowers on the graves of veterans began May 5, 1866, in Waterloo, New York. In 1868, General John A. Logan, President of the Grand Army of the Republic, declared May 30th would be a day to decorate with flowers the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion. After World War I, the day was set to honor the dead of all American wars. On church communion tables around the world and in our communion services, we are reminded that we have gathered for a service of remembrance, remembering that God loved the world so much that he sent his Son to live, to die, and to rise again, that through his sacrifice, death, and resurrection, we might be free of the curse of sin and we might have eternal life. On this Memorial Day, we remember the sacrifices of our men and women. It is this spirit of remembrance that makes our nation great. And if we ever forget, we are in serious trouble. In the past 200 years, between 1 and 3 million U.S. soldiers have died fighting for our country. Now, somewhere between a third and a half of those we did to ourselves during the war of northern aggression. First of all, remember today that memorials and memorial days should remind us of the past. It all depends where you look to get your information, but there are all kinds of statistics available, and they don't always exactly agree as to how many Americans have died in wars, but let me just give you a rough idea from one of these lists. The American Revolutionary War, 4,400. The War of 1812, 2,200. The Mexican War, 13,000. The Civil War, 618,000. The Spanish-American War, 2,400. World War I, 116,000. World War II, 405,000. The Korean War, 36,000. The Vietnam War, 58,000. The Gulf War, 383. Iraq and Afghanistan, 6,700. Do you realize that in that same 200-year period worldwide, some 100 million people have died in wars? 100 million people. That means filling Neyland Stadium to capacity 1,000 times. That many people have died in wars. Dwight David Eisenhower, 5-star general and our 34th president, said, "I hate war as only a soldier who has lived it can. Only as one who has seen its brutality and its stupidity. Yet there is one thing to say on the credit side. Victory required a mighty manifestation of the most ennobling of the virtues of humankind, faith, courage, fortitude, and sacrifice." One fear that every one of us face as we near the end of a life on this earth is wondering if we will be forgotten or if our having been here will have made a difference. Let me share an account with you from World War I. It was just before Christmas in 1917. World War I had blackened the snowy landscape of Europe. In the trenches on one side of the battlefield were the Germans. On the other side were the Americans. Small arms and our artillery fire was intense. Separating the troops was a strip of no man's land. A young German soldier had tried to cross that no man's land and had been shot, and he was entangled in the barbed wire. Soldiers on both sides could hear him as he cried out in pain. Finally, an American soldier could stand it no longer. He climbed out of the trench and crawled to the German soldier and freed him from the wire. When the soldiers on both sides saw what was happening, they stopped firing. It was eerily silent. The American picked up the German, walked to the German trenches, and placed him in the waiting arms of his comrades. He then turned and started back to his own side. Suddenly, there was a hand on his shoulder. It was a German officer. On the officer's uniform was the Iron Cross, Germany's highest honor for bravery. The officer took the cross off his uniform and pinned it on the American's uniform. They saluted each other and each walked back to their trenches. Then the insanity of war continued. Jesus said in John 15, the greatest love is shown when people give their lives for their friends. That's what our men and women have been willing to do as they have been sent all over the globe for the cause of freedom. In Exodus chapter 23, God told the Jews to have a feast, kind of to set up a memorial day every year to remember what he did for them in Egypt. Talking of the Passover, God said, "You must remember this day forever. Each year you will celebrate it." When the Israelites forgot how great God was and how much God had done for them, they turned to idols. If we forget what God has done for you and for me and for this great nation of ours, we become idolaters as well. Secondly, memorials and memorial days should remind us of and change our present. As Americans, we realize the price that is paid for our freedoms and determine not to take those freedoms or those who paid the price for them for granted. We're called to remember what Jesus did for us. His unconditional love for you and me compels us to worship him and to share that love with others. Very often we are defeated in the present because we forget the past. Because of what Jesus did for you and me, our present is worth living. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12, "Be careful and do not forget the Lord who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt." And finally, number three, memorials and memorial days prepare us for the future. Deuteronomy chapter 1, "The Lord your God is going before you. He will fight for you just as you saw him do in Egypt." Nehemiah in chapter 9, he was praying about rebuilding the wall and how they were under attack. And in this prayer, Nehemiah said, "God, you took us out of Egypt for a purpose. You did that then, and I know you will come through for us now because you gave us a covenant." As Nehemiah remembered God's promise and God's presence, you and I can remember that also. We need a memorial to remind us that God will never forsake us. And as we pray and read God's word, it should be a reminder to you and me of all that God has done for us, of what God is doing for us, and because God is God, of what God will do for us in the future. On this Memorial Day, we need to remember those who died that we might live, that we might live in this land of the free and home of the brave. We should also remember that the Son of God was willing to leave heaven and come to this war-torn planet to shed his blood and give his life so that you and I could have eternal freedom. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this morning, we remember with gratitude and awe those who gave their lives for us. We remember how your Son gave his life on Calvary's cross for us also. Help us that we might not be caught up in the trivialities of this world. Get our eyes off people. Get our eyes off personalities. Get our eyes off politicians. Get them on Jesus Christ. We get so bent out of shape about some of the dumbest things. It would almost be funny if it wasn't so sad. On this Memorial Day, straighten our eyes and our hearts and our priorities And we'll give you the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said, amen.
Please sing with us number 575, Onward Christian Soldiers.
Benediction, would you please stand in place until taps are complete? Go now, and may God go with you as you go through this war-torn planet, headed for the fulfillment of God's kingdom. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.